在线英语听力室 ,tingroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2009, and the title of this podcast is The Tour of California. My name is Anna, I'm English,I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you just a little English to wake up your language learning skills. The Tour of California, Beginners. There are some special times in our lives when we come into contact with greatness, with people who have done great things. My husband experienced one of those special moments about a week ago.He had flown down to California with a couple of friends to watch the Tour of California. He was fortunate enough to have a friendly business connection with Rabobank, which is a major cycling sponsor. Because of this connection, he and his friends were able to travel in a Rabobank car close to the professional riders. They were able to get close to these famous athletes before and after the rides.One other thing that they did was to ride some of the same routes as the professionals, but several miles behind them. This gave my husband and his buddies first-hand experience of the difficulty of this competitive sport. I think the trip will become an annual event, something to look forward to and to plan for during the year. I might go with him next year, even though I am not a cyclist.The tour obviously takes place along some beautiful countryside, so it would be worth going at least once. Advanced. What does it mean to be a fan, to be an enthusiastic follower of a personality or activity? Have you ever experienced the thrill of hero worship? It's quite common. My sons are fans of certain sports personalities and actors.And my daughter is a fan of Hello Kitty. My fifth child, my husband, also has certain idols, but he hides his enthusiasm better than the children. On his recent visit to the Tour of California, he was lucky enough to see some of the big names in cycling, like Lance Armstrong, Levi Leipheimer, and David Zabriskie. It was, of course, a complete thrill for him,and his group of friends who accompanied him. I'm sure that being a fan shows a desire to have achieved that which we are admiring. The funny thing is, last year when he went to the tour, they did actually experience being worshipped by fans. Let me explain. They had spent a large part of the day cycling behind the peloton, a long way behind. Nevertheless, they crossed the finish line,where fans were still applauding, yelling, and waving flags. Little did the fans know that these very late athletes were nothing to do with the race. So my husband and his buddies were celebrated as professionals who had just completed the Tour of California. Cameras were flashing, and devotional pats on the back were given. It was like an accidental dream come true. Hey,If you can't be a professional cyclist, you can always trick a few fans into believing that you are. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com, that's LIBSYN, or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I would love to hear from you. Any comments and questions would be welcomed.So you can feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com, that's LIV.com. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in for the next podcast. Bye-bye.